Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial, the Frank Mitchell Phone-In, Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Right, good morning. It is 9:33. Let me speak to our sports minister who's across in enjoying himself or on an official visit, maybe working. Paul Given. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's probably double-edged, your visit. As the communities minister, the sports minister, we would expect you to be there. However, are you managing to carry out your duties in an official role, or are you very much a fan?
Well, it's both. I've had to take over papers with me to be able to actually keep on top of the workload within the department, but very much it's both. It's been a privilege to be here, and I'm just incredibly proud of the way in which the players are performing and the fans. You know, the Green and White Army have a reputation that really is global in terms of being one of the best fans in the world, and that isn't exaggerating. And their behaviour is exemplary, and they sang yesterday before the game, right to the end of the game and into the early hours of the morning whenever they took over the centre of Lyon, and they are a tremendous ambassadors for Northern Ireland, and that's what sells our country. And we have tremendous, you know, facilities, of course, Giant's Causeway, the Titanic and all those other, you know, features that we have in our country, but the best asset that we have is our people. And the Green and White Army are doing our country proud.
Have you got a sense, because people have been reporting back to us on the programme, that security in France has been, I suppose, delivered with an arrogance, particularly when you try to liaise with the police? And there was this example yesterday evening of this disabled man. They wouldn't move a small barrier to let him out, simply because it wasn't their job to do. And then when a few people climbed over, they got the batons out and backsides were kicked by the police. Do you get a sense of that?
Well, I haven't. I didn't witness any of that last night. But I know that we have been engaging way beyond this tournament in terms of supporting the IFA and the PSNI. They have very strong arrangements in place with the French authorities to try and manage all of what's happening. And there are huge numbers that are coming to the games. And obviously there are security concerns given what has happened in France. And that may well be making people a bit more edgy within the police force. But you know, there's nothing to fear from Northern Ireland fans whatsoever. And I'm sure if there's anything that's coming through on that, but that's going to be relayed from the police service to the French authorities about the way in which the security side of this is being conducted. But you know, in the scheme of all that's happening here in France, what I witnessed last night was the fans very much enjoying themselves in the centre of Lyon. The French police were well away from what was happening because there was no need to be within the vicinity of where the fans were enjoying themselves. And obviously I would hope that any incidents like that don't happen again if there are concerns with those authorities. But I have no doubt that the police service here will be liaising with the French authorities to try and make sure situations like that don't happen.
I'm sure your thoughts this morning are very much with the family of Mr. Rainey, who passed away at the match.
Yeah, you know, during the game, you know, I could see that there was something happening within the stadium that was of concern. And obviously then the news came through that sadly Robert Rainey had passed away. And so whilst everyone, of course, you know, are celebrating this result, people are very mindful of what has happened to the Rainey family. And I know that people were asking me who it was, and they were concerned for them in terms of the fans last night. And so, you know, they're in our thoughts and prayers. And you know, just like when Darren Rodgers sadly passed away, you know, the fans showed their respect yesterday when 24 minutes came along. For that 1 minute in the stadium, people were on their feet, you know, in an act of remembrance to the Rodgers family. And I've no doubt, you know, people are thinking about the Rainey family at this time as well.
Absolutely, and I see some texts and emails that are relevant to that as well, Minister. And finally, Minister, your duties, do they include making the trip to Paris to see the German game?
Yes, I'm getting on a plane here shortly, and I've got business to take through Stormont actually on Monday and engagements over the weekend, and then I'm going to get back out on Tuesday afternoon for the game that evening. And you know, this really is a moment in everybody's lifetime that we're going to remember. And you know, I'm 34. It was 34 years ago before we won our last game in a major tournament, and so for a lot of people in my age, They can't remember 82 and 86, and so these are new memories for a huge swathe of our country, and people are really being captured in the moment. And sport inspires people, it unites people, it inspires another generation, and there'll be young people who'll be out picking up a football for the first time because of what has happened here in France, and they're going to be the sports stars of the future. And so I'm really delighted that this is something that's happening in Northern Ireland. The country is very much getting behind this team, and we're ready to go to Paris and to take on the Germans.
Yeah, and there's no point asking you the question that I'm asking everyone else, because you're only a young fella. Maybe you could check it with some of your older ministerial colleagues at Stormont. Was last night bigger than that night in 82 when Gerry Armstrong scored? It was certainly big, but I think most people still agree that the iconic night of 82 has its nose in front.
Well, you know, Spain would be a stronger team than Ukraine, and so, you know, I suspect for someone who could relive what happened in 82 in a World Cup, and they may say that that trumps it, but for people who can't remember that, you know, I look back on it now in terms of watching the TV, but, you know, in the stadium last night, people at home watching this, for whether it was in the fan zones of Titanic or in their living rooms, they are going to remember Gareth McCauley and Niall McGinn for the rest of their lives. And, you know, whenever Big McGinnis took the ball into the corner, I've said, stay in the corner. And then he went in and took the player on and got into the penalty box. And I thought, what are you doing? You know, we just need to secure the victory. And then Niall McGinn got that goal. And when we realised that, 2-0, we've won the game, 3 points in the bag. That is a memory that we are going to remember for such a long time. And I have no doubt, because whenever I was a youngster, I can, you know, Manchester United fan, I can remember, you know, Solskjaer scoring the winning goal for Manchester United in Champions League, and I erupted, jumping up and down on the settee. And I have no doubt that there were young people last night in the living rooms going mad because of the result. And this is something that people are going to remember for the rest of their lives. And let's enjoy the moment, because there's difficulties, of course, at times at home, and but this is a time when Northern Ireland's basking in the sunshine. So let's enjoy the glory whenever we have it.
Absolutely. Can we hold on to Michael O'Neill?
Well, you know, what Michael has done with this team is incredible. And actually, a couple of days ago, I was up in a wee place, Tullyhaug, near Cookstown, which was the royal dynastic home of the O'Neill clan. And 400 years ago, actually, Hugh O'Neill, who was the last great O'Neill, was inaugurated there. And I said at that opening, let's hope we have another great O'Neill. And Michael O'Neill is definitely a manager now who has got legendary status in terms of what he's been able to do for Northern Ireland.
Yeah, that monastic home has given us managers north and south of the border.
Absolutely, there's two O'Neills. So, there must be something in the surname.
They have a lot to be proud of. Minister, good speaking to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That's the Communities Minister, Paul Given. Good morning, this is the Frank Mitchell Phone-In.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.